We continue our learning. We are in Masros Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. We are going to discuss the halacha of Kvil and Maser regarding selling. We said that selling produce is one of the things that's koveya, something for Maser that you can no longer eat an achila saroy, can't snack on it until you separate Maser as a sale, even though there's no gemar malacha on the produce. Ha'omer l'chaveru, person tells his friend, Heilach isor zeh v'sen libo chamesh te'enim. You have a person, tells his friend, here, I'm giving you a coin. It's a Isser is a silver coin. And for this coin, in exchange for the coin, give me 5 figs. And the figs are still attached to the tree. So says the Mishnah, Lo yochal ad sheyasir, divrei Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, he, the buyer of these figs, these 5 figs, is not able to eat from them, even achilas arai, until he separates masos. Why? Because the selling of the produce is what's koveil a master. That's Rabbi Meir's halacha. Yes, the figs were not yet processed. We spoke about figs. They're completely processed when, if you're putting them in a container. So when you press them, you make it into a cake. We spoke about the fact that if you want to dry them out, so there you keep them, or you don't want to dry them out, rather, you keep them in the field and you cover them with leaves. That may be another gemar malacha for them. But here, it's an earlier stage. But nonetheless, since there is a sale here, you have to separate masros before you eat achilas arai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ochel achas achas potter, says Rabbi Yehuda, not true. He says, if you eat them one by one, Rabbi Meir obviously holds this is not true, but Rabbi Yehuda says, if the seller gives them to you one by one, and you eat them one by one, so then you're not chayv to separate masros. He says, there's no obligation until you have a real gemar malacha. There's no gemar malacha. They have him collected in the basket and covered, as which is one of the gemar malachas as we have. So one by one is okay. What changes when it's more than one by one? Mitzeraf, however, Abidu says if you have 2 figs together, that's like a pile already. Then chayef. He holds this is a nidra rabbanon only, but nonetheless, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold if you gather 2 at a time, you are going to be chayv. Now, the Yushalmi says that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are only arguing in a case where who's picking the figs? The seller's picking the figs and then gives them to the buyer. What if the buyer would pick the figs? Rabbi Meir then would agree that he can pick them and eat them. If you pick them one by one, Rabbi Meir wouldn't have a problem with that and would not be mechayev the buyer to separate masos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda to support his position. Rabbi Yehuda quotes a story. There was a story in the Rose Garden in Yerushalayim. Rose Garden is interesting because Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to have the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, says you're not allowed to have orchards and gardens in Yerushalayim because of the fertilizer, whatever, the smell. But this was an exception. Here in this Ginas Rod, in this particular rose garden in Yerushalayim, they would grow Kippas HaYarden. Kippas HaYarden was one of the things that was used as part of the Torah, so they allowed that in Yerushalayim. Anyway, what happened in this Ginas Rod? And they were selling here in this frog, there were fig trees growing there as well. And these fig trees that grew in the garden, they were sold for 3 or 4 figs for an Isar, for a coin, that particular coin. And the owner of the garden picked them and gave them to the buyer. And he gave them to the buyer 1 at a time. Velohu frash mimena, true mamasa, meolam. And they never separate true mamasas from there. The guy, people always eat them casual, eat them as an achilas arai. And they would never have to separate true mamasas. Obviously, you see, eating one by one, as long as it's not mitzaref 2 at a time, says Rabbi, you see from the story that you're allowed to eat an achilas arai. Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav. Omer lechaveru heilach isar zebe eser te'enim she'avor li. In this case, with the fact that we mentioned 10 figs instead of 5 figs, some of the farshim have an explanation for that. We're not going to go into that. But here, once again, he's giving an isar in exchange for figs. But here, instead of having the owner pick them, here he says, he's going to choose them, rather. So here it says, Helach Iser Zeb Eser Tainim She'ovorli. Here's this Iser in exchange for the 10 figs that I will choose for myself from your trees. So says the Mishnah, Borer V'Ochel. He's able to choose the figs 1 at a time and eat them as he picks them. He doesn't have to separate masos. Why? Since he, the buyer, is taking the figs and eating them before the Gemar Malacha, so there's no problem. problem here. And Rabbi Meir of the previous Mishnah would agree here that you don't have to separate masos through nachilas arai, because who's doing the picking? The buyer's doing the picking. Only when the seller is doing the picking of the fruit does Rabbi Meir have a problem and say, you can't have an nachilas arai, that's gemar malacha of a sale. Here it's not a gemar malacha of a sale if the buyer is doing the picking of the figs. And Mishnah gives another example. Borav ochel in that case. Beeshkol she'avorli, let's say a cluster of grapes that I choose. I'm giving you an iser for that in exchange for this cluster of grapes. Megargav ochel is able to eat one grape at a time. And he can snack on them. Now, he's not allowed to cut off the cluster or eat two grapes at a time. That he's not allowed to do without separating maaser, because that's considered making a pile. But when it comes to the grapes, but one at a time he can do. Next, berimon she'avorli, I'm giving you an isar in exchange for a pomegranate that I'm going to choose, the pomegranate of my choice. Poreit v'ochel, he's able to pick out one seed at a time from the pomegranate, and as it's attached to the tree, the same way the grape is still attached to the tree, to the vine, the pomegranate is still attached, so he kind of cuts it open and takes a seed at a time, and is able to do that. Of course, he has to make a bracha, but he's not allowed to, he doesn't have to separate masros. Ba'avatiach she'avorli, what about a melon? Melons are large. What about, I'm giving you an Easter in exchange for a melon that I'm going to choose. So face for ochel. What does he do? He's allowed to cut off a slice at a time from the melon while the melon is still attached to the ground, and eat it without separating masos. Now, a melon is one fruit. So here we consider cutting it into, so people normally cut it into pieces. And therefore we consider each piece as its own unit. And therefore you can't have more than one, can't cut off one more than one piece at a time. Without separating maaser. So you want to have one piece at a time, that's like one grape at a time, that's like one pomegranate seed at a time, and that's permitted without separating maaser. Avol, says the Mishnah, im amar lo be'estrim te'enim elu, but I'm giving you an isar for these 20 figs, b'shnei eshkolos elu, for these two clusters of grapes, b'shnei rimonim elu, for these two pomegranates, b'shnei avatichim elu, for these two melons, then ochel kedarko upatra. What happened here? So here, there's no kviyo lamaser at all, even after it's picked and even after it's processed. Why? Because in this case, the buyer is buying it as it's mechuba lakarka, says the Mishnah. He bought the produce that was attached to the ground, and produce attached to the ground cannot have a kvius lamasos when it's sold. Selling is only considered a kvius lamaser when it's detached from the ground, and that's why he's like the owner now of the field, and the owner is able to pick the produce and snack from it even after it's processed, as long as it hasn't come into his house yet. So our buyer is no different because he bought it b'mechubar lekarka.